It's the WSGW Morning Team Show. It's 7:39, Thursday on your calendar, October 28, 2021. With the Ontario Hockey League season underway, still early but underway. During the season on Thursday mornings at this time, we get our Saginaw Spirit update as we broadcast those Spirit games for you all season long. The update on the team with the voice of Spirit hockey that you enjoy, Joy Botano, joining us on Thursday mornings as he does throw so this morning using the telephone technology. Let's first of all give you the official welcome, Joy Botano. Good morning to you, sir.
Morning, Charlie. Thanks for having me, as always.
Well, we always appreciate it. Hey, since we last talked, the Spirit having three games played, 6 points available, getting 5 points, including, let's start with the closest game. Last night, you're coming off another victory against Flint. I mean, Joey, I mean, if it was a 4-1 win. When your team scores two shorthanded goals, you hold the other team to 0-for-9 in the power play, and the only goal you give up, essentially, your own team is directing into your own net. That's a pretty good recipe for a victory. It was a pretty impressive win last night, wasn't it?
It was an extremely well-played hockey game for Saginaw. Of course, you never want to have to kill off 9 minor penalties in a single game. A credit to the penalty kill, credit to Brad Flynn and the coaching staff for putting together a good game plan here. And it was an ugly, ugly hockey game with that many power plays and that many penalties. And it wasn't like a poorly played game in that sense because there were so many penalties. It wasn't chippy or anything like that. It was just they called everything last night. So it was there wasn't a whole lot of flow going on in the game. But the shorthanded goals obviously were the difference. And then obviously when you go 9-for-9 on the penalty kill, you know, you need good performance from your goalie. And Andrew Oak was sensational last night. And it's unfortunate that he couldn't get the shutout, but he deserved it.
And Andrew Oak was in goal. We're still hoping that everything is okay with Tristan Lennox. Is that the last word we have?
Well, to be honest, we don't really have word other than seeing what we saw with our eyes, and that was that he left the game on Sunday, and Andrew Oak came in, and the Spirit ended up winning that game, and then last night Tristan wasn't in the lineup. So obviously you're hoping it's nothing major. Haven't gotten clarification yet on what it is or what the situation is with Lennox, so all I know is right now is that it's Andrew Oak's net, and he's done a great job coming in relief on Sunday and then getting the start last night. It looks like he's ready for the challenge of being the guy if he has to come in any long period of time.
Let's go back to you mentioned that he did come in Sunday. I mentioned last night's game, that victory against Flint, the games against Erie on the road. This past weekend, you get the overtime loss on Saturday, which might have been a little disappointing because there were some leads. But coming right back on Sunday afternoon, and the kid from Calumet, hey, let's just have a hat trick for the first three goals of your OHL career, Dean Locus. That was pretty cool.
It was. I was happy for Dean. Like he was the third to last pick in the 2019 draft in the 15th round, 301st overall. I love the pick actually by Saginaw. They took a chance on a guy who scored, you know, 3 points a game in Michigan high school hockey. And obviously this is a big jump from Michigan high school hockey to the OHL, but took him a couple of games to get his feet wet. But as Rosie said on the broadcast on Sunday, like if you're a goal scorer, you just have it, and it might take you a little while to get it at a higher level or at the next level of your career. But if you have a knack for putting the puck in the back of the net, you're going to find a way. And sure enough, as it does most of the time for goal scorers, they come in bunches. And right now, Dean's got 4 goals in 2 games. He had 3 goals on Sunday, and he scored again last night. And when a guy like Dean is hot, anytime he touches the puck, it could end up in the back of the net. I mean, And that's kind of the expectations he's had throughout his career. Last year for Calumet High School, he had 60 points in 15 games. So all this kid does is score, and it's really nice to see him be able to do it at this level. And we're really excited about it.
And I think that just goes back to realizing just how young some of these kids are. Because I heard you, when I was listening to the broadcast, that you referenced, you know, last year in high school. I'm thinking, last year in high school? Yeah, and now this year, you know, in the Ontario Hockey League. I mean, that's how it happens for that's yeah. all these youngsters position themselves. And again, I'm just amazed because it is a youth movement, as we talked about prior to the season and going into the season. But all the youngsters are stepping up. They're getting their goals and they're getting their assists. As you said, they're playing well. They're skating well.
Yeah, and I think the most interesting thing about this is, you know, I think from my perspective, myself personally, I'm very surprised in a positive way of how well this team has come out and played 4-1-1 in their first six games. And it's not to say that I had low expectations or any. I didn't know what we would see after 18 months of the OHL being off and so much turnover within the team and so much turnover with the league. I'm really optimistic for the future, and I mean the near future for this team, based on what I've seen through these six games. And it's interesting to me because I when I talk to the coaching staff about this team, it's not, you know, we're just happy to be there mentality, or we're excited we've gotten off to such a good start. They're treating this team like the team they had back in 2019-20, where they could get a point, for example, that overtime game against Erie last Saturday night. You know, they could get a point out of it and still be pretty disappointed. Like Jesse Messier last night in Coach's Corner before the game said, you know, yeah, we were happy to get 5 out of 6 points, but we should have had 6. And it's just interesting that that's still that, you know, mentality from the coaching staff, despite the fact that we're a young group. You know, not a lot of people gave us a whole lot of credit before the season started that we would – most people picked us to finish last. Most people said we'd have a top five pick in the OHL draft next year. And I think everybody, top to bottom on that hockey side, took that personally. And you're seeing a pretty hungry group right now. And it's really positive to see through the first month of the season.
Well, you mentioned the near future, and let's talk about that. And the near future is interesting because the weekend, this coming weekend, when you have expectations that Ontario Hockey League games are played, the Spirit actually are going to have an entire weekend off before playing again next Wednesday. But they're not the only team experiencing this, and this is kind of the way that things are going on with the early season scheduling.
Yeah, so basically we aren't playing any Ontario-based teams in October. So essentially, Flint's traveling to Erie this weekend, and therefore we don't have anybody to play. So just like Flint last weekend, as they were off for 6 days before they played us last night, we'll be off for 6 days before we play the Sioux on Wednesday, November 3rd on the road. And it'll be nice to get the Ontario teams in the mix so that our schedule can be a little bit more, just a little bit more reasonable. It's a little odd to go 6 days without a game this time of the season, and now we're going to get back into 2 and 3 game weeks, which is a little bit more of what these players should expect in the OHL year to year. So, yeah, it was a little bit different this first month, just playing Erie and Flint, but we got by, and certainly I think everybody's happy with where we're at 4-1-1, and there's a pretty big matchup coming up head-to-head against the Sioux. They've gotten off to a good start, but they've played a bunch already. I think they've already played 8 or 9 games, and we're going to see, again, this is a bit of a measuring stick game right off the hop here as we get into Ontario play, to see where we're at as a team. Yeah, we're 4-1-1, but the Sioux is supposed to be a pretty good team this year, so we'll see what happens.
And so Spirit fans know that after the Sioux next Wednesday, then it's going to be on the road at Sarnia the following Friday, November 5th. And we'll just give a heads up so Spirit fans can start thinking about tickets. You'll be home on Sunday the 6th against Sarnia. So a Sioux, Sarnia, Sarnia before we have a chance to really have a chance to gauge the next aspect of how the Spirit players are doing. So we'll look forward to that. Enjoy your weekend off, Joey. That sounds funny to say during the Ontario.
You know, normally I wouldn't be a fan of a weekend off this early in the season, but after being off for 18 months and getting back to the grind right away, I'm actually looking forward to this weekend off. It's believe it or not, it's needed already this early in the season.
Well, we know it's a hard-working job you have, and we appreciate the work that you and Dennis do to give us the action. We'll look forward to next Wednesday. It's a 6:50 broadcast on 100.5 WSGW, and we'll get together again next Thursday and talk more Saginaw Spirit hockey, Joey. Thanks for joining us.
All right, Charlie.